Yeah, there's definitely enough. So where is the problem? Where is the problem? Well, if we look at it in business terms, the problem is not with production, which is God's responsibility. The problem is not with production, which is God's responsibility. The problem is with distribution, which is our responsibility. Does that make sense? The problem is not with production, which is God's responsibility. The problem is with distribution, which is our responsibility. When we take and ask this question seriously, and we really wrestle with it, we point the finger at God and say, "Why do you allow this to happen?" Remember, when we do that, as my mother used to tell me, you got three fingers pointing right back at you, don't you? Right? The bad thing is, God asks each of us, "Why are you letting this happen to my children?" You see, it's a distribution problem. It's our problem. It's not God's problem. God has left it in our hands. It is our problem. God says, "I have provided enough for everyone in this world. Why do you allow this to happen to my children?" The Bible says that God's anger burns when God sees the injustice in the world. The suffering of those who have little or nothing, folks, is our responsibility. Our responsibility. We can't shake our fists at God and say, "God, why do you allow this to happen?" Because it is our responsibility. And by our, I mean humanity's. We heard of this with the hurricane, if they don't call it hurricane over there, in the southeast, right? Who is not allowing food and shelter and all these things to go into their country? The government, right? Matter of fact, they're taking it off the planes when countries take food and such to their... The government is taking it off the planes so the people never see it. You see, it's our responsibility, folks. It's humanity's responsibility. All right, suffering as a result of natural disasters. What is one thing... Now, I should have asked Mike or Joe Dale or someone, what is one thing that at least used to not be covered on your homeowner's policy? Acts of God, that's right. Are acts of God still not covered on homeowners' policies? Anybody? All right, I don't know. They used to not be covered, acts of God. And it really speaks against what I'm trying to talk about in this teaching series. All right? We have discussed before now how I believe how science and religion works together and how I understand science as a former chemist. I understand science as a way for us to understand how God works in the world. That's my understanding of what science is about, that they're not at odds with each other, that they work hand in hand with each other. Now, so as people who are fairly familiar with science, we know that lightning comes from God's fingertips, right? Isn't that right? Someone who has sinned in the world and God strikes with his fingertip of lightning, right? Well, no. It's actually caused by charged particles in the atmosphere, which have an opposite charge to those in the ground. And when the charge gets strong enough, a spark occurs. And we as little tiny human beings call that spark what? Lightning, that's right. Matter of fact, we were out on the soccer fields the other day and we were talking to these folks and a storm was moving in and one of the kids' hair stood up on end. And I thought, you know what? I think it's time for us to leave.